This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
An oil pipeline that runs through the meeting point of Lakes Michigan and Huron may be at risk of a spill that could cause widespread damage to the region. Michigan's incoming Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer ran on a platform to decommission the Canadian-owned pipeline, but state legislators passed a bill this month making it harder to stop the flow of oil. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek has more on the future of what's called Line 5.
A group of Native American protesters camp about 20 miles from the Enbridge-owned pipeline in northern Michigan. They drill into wooden boards to build a winter shelter. James Pitawanakwat sits in an army tent near a wood-burning stove and talks about his fears for a possible pipeline spill in the Straits of Mackinac.
It is complete genocide for the Great Lakes. Life will cease to exist. Our livelihood depends on the currents of that water to bring the fish to us. It's our way of life.
Michigan State University scientists found that because of the unusual currents in the straits, an oil spill could be especially widespread and devastating to the lakes, human health, and to wildlife. Incoming Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer vowed to decommission the line. However, in the closing weeks of his administration, Republican Governor Rick Snyder and the state legislature worked on a deal with Enbridge. They plan to build an underground tunnel around the pipeline to prevent a spill. The pipeline is in Representative Lee Chatfield's district.
This is the right solution. This is a new chapter for the state of Michigan in protecting our natural resources, in protecting our Great Lakes, and our entire way of life.
The tunnel would sit 100 feet underground and would enclose a section of pipeline under the straits. Ryan Duffy is Enbridge's spokesperson in Michigan. He says the company will pay for the tunnel.
We think it really is building toward the future and continuing in the future to protect the Straits and the Great Lakes while continuing to provide that energy that a lot of people in Michigan rely on.
Critics say a small number of people depend on this oil in Michigan. Enbridge estimates it could take 10 years to build a tunnel. Meanwhile, the company says it would increase inspections and deploy more video cameras to make sure ships' anchors don't strike the exposed line. But Liz Kirkwood of the environmental group Flo says the plan hasn't been well studied.
This is not about energy security. This is about corporate greed, about corporate profit, and about corporate covert backroom dealings with the state of Michigan.
Nick Schreck, a law professor at University of Detroit Mercy, sees a possible out for Governor Whitmer. He says she could sue, arguing the lakes can only be used for certain public goods.
There's a legal doctrine called the public trust doctrine that holds that the Great Lakes should be held in trust for future generations and that the Great Lakes should be open to navigation, so for shipping, for hunting, for fishing.
Protester Amos Cloud says a history of past spills shows that neither Enbridge nor Michigan's Coast Guard is prepared for an accident. That's why he and others plan to train to respond themselves.
Two containers or something on the other side of the bridge, two on this side, on each side of the bridge. And when it does spill, you know, we can just shoot right to there, pull the booms out, meet in the middle, then we can contain the oil spill, hopefully.
In the event of a spill, Michigan State scientists found it very unlikely that Wisconsin would see oil-lined shores. The outcome of a spill would depend on currents and weather conditions. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Wisconsin Public Radio.